Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Phone calls coming up. We'll check in with the Patriots. They lost last night. They're in last place, and you start to look ahead at the schedule. The final five games of the regular season, not exactly winnable. They're on the road at Arizona, on the road at Vegas, host Cincinnati, host Miami, and then at Buffalo. And we could be looking at a Patriot team on the outside looking in with the playoffs. Big game tonight. Biggest game of the weekend. Utah-USC. And there's a whole lot at stake. There's a chance to be in the Final Four with USC. They could solidify that. And also Caleb Williams solidifying the Heisman Trophy. Kansas State-TCU this weekend. LSU-Georgia, Central Florida and Tulane. Purdue and Michigan. Clemson and North Carolina. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Our radio affiliates around the country. Operator Tyler standing by doing triple duty, taking care of my puppy today. Also Meat Friday. Meat Friday, it's chicken and broccoli Alfredo, sausage and pepper pasta, and Traeger garlic bread. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah.
I think garlic bread, grossly underappreciated.
Okay.
I love garlic bread.
You
love
don't,
it.
You don't think about having pasta on the Traeger, but you can make anything on the Traeger. You can have cocktails on the Traeger. You can do pies on the Traeger, and you can do pasta as well. But make sure you take care of biggest sale of the year for the Traeger grills, Traeger wood pellet grills. There's nothing that tastes like food that's been cooked on a Traeger grill. All right, poll question for hour two. Seton O'Connor is?
Well, we can. I'll update you on our very anti-American hour one poll question. I don't know how much we want to continue to damage our brand as a show. But you can only watch one this weekend, the World Cup or college football. Right now we're at 37% of good Americans would have watched the World Cup.
Okay. I think that's a pretty good number.
That's crazy.
I think it's a pretty good number. It's against the Netherlands. Maybe that's the problem. It's not us, it's them. Like the Netherlands, what do you think of? Do you think of? When I say Netherlands, what do you think of?
Amsterdam.
Okay. Yeah. Of course you do.
Weed. Getting baked.
I have not been to Amsterdam.
Canals. You haven't?
No.
It's a little crazy.
Meaning?
You know what? It is true. There are a lot of bikes there. There is like a huge bike culture there, especially in Amsterdam. And the roadways, they have their own separate bike lanes that are like freeways. They're packed with people. It's crazy.
Well, I was wondering, are there more bikes or people in the Netherlands?
Yeah, I think it's bikes.
There are more bikes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
I've been to the Netherlands, believe it or not, three times. Once accidentally. It's a beautiful town. It's kind of like Venice, but more open. And they've got like the town has like a train station at the center. And then these rings of circles and canals that go outward. Mm. And so there's houseboats all over, like brownstones. Looks almost like Brooklyn in some areas. Beautiful restaurants and like, but tons and tons of bicycles. Mm. And lots of, and their weed shops, they look like coffee shops. They're actually called them coffee shops. Mm. And so when you go in, you get a menu and you order a drink and whatever weed you want. But it's like nice.
Wait, did you order?
Someone else put in the order on my behalf. I absolutely did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, whilst in Netherlands.
Did you have edibles?
No, they don't have that. Oh, this was a long time ago. This is probably 15 years ago.
Oh, so it's just the reefer that they're selling.
The reefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the coffee shop.
Imagine if Starbucks ever was baked.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah. Good point.
Can you imagine?
It's lovely, though.
Okay.
It's a great place. There's really good food there. There's an awesome museum in Amsterdam. Canals are pretty cool. It's a hell of a place.
The Rijksmuseum.
Yeah, the Rijksmuseum. Yeah.
And that you could take a tour of the Heineken Brewery. And they give you four beers over the course of a 90-minute tour. You're hammered by the time you get done.
Really?
Yeah, four beers, I think, in the 90 minutes.
Is it a different type of percentage of alcohol there with the Heineken beers?
I don't know. I think any four in a half of 90 minutes. But it's kind of like, you know, like you go to the Guinness in Dublin. Heineken's a very popular tourist attraction in Amsterdam.
And Van Gogh is
sure.
Yeah. Poor guy.
You should Van Gogh sometime.
I would love to. I'd love to. All right. Just when you thought he couldn't get any bigger, Dwayne Johnson is back. The all-new episodes of Young Rock Fridays on NBC, streaming next day on Peacock. And don't forget to catch up on seasons 1 and 2, streaming now. We got sort of a hint or a heads up that something had happened on a commercial shoot for Drew Brees. And I believe he's in South America, Venezuela. And I said to Paulie, you know, what do we have on this? He said, nothing. I don't want to go with anything right now. We have since followed up with Drew Brees, with his agent. Also, we know some of the people who are on the commercial shoot, or at least involved in that. And Paulie, give us an update on what happened to Drew Brees.
So Drew Brees does a brand ambassadorship for a company called PointsBet Sportsbook. They're like a gambling content company.
Yeah.
He tweeted out on November 29th, excited to be flying to a top secret location to shoot the new promo video for PointsBet. And then a journalist in Catumbo, Venezuela, tweeted out a video of the Drew Brees shoot. I guess he was there to cover it. And it's in this area called Catumbo, Venezuela, that's known for lightning strikes. And that's maybe the reason they went to shoot there, that there was a lightning strike that hit the set. It did not necessarily hit Drew Brees. The video is all out there on Twitter and other social media.
Yeah.
But a lightning strike hits their set. Everyone is blown backwards, and the video goes dark. PointsBet Sportsbook said, we are aware of the media coverage regarding PointsBet brand ambassador Drew Brees. We're in communication with Brees' team and will continue to monitor events throughout the coming hours. At this stage, we will not be making any further comment. They did that about 35 minutes ago. Again, the video shows a lightning strike near the set or on the set, with the blew the set apart quite a bit, but we don't know if Drew Brees necessarily got hit by lightning. And there's been no update on his situation, if there is any.
Okay. Because the information that they gave is not very revealing.
Not at all. You don't know whether he or the people on the set were hit by lightning or was just very close by. But you can find the video in about 10 seconds, and it's like an explosion on the set. And again, this is in Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay.
Overnight it was being shot.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on that. If we have any other information on Drew Brees on that commercial shoot, we'll let you know. College football tonight, Utah, USC, and K-State, TCU is tomorrow. Both of those point spreads, K-State is getting 2.5, Utah is getting 2.5. Yeah. And these, you know, you got neutral sites here for this. Now, give you an idea of how close they think these games are going to be. If this game was at Utah, would Utah be favored against USC? Is that fair to the line there, a neutral site at USC favored by 2.5? Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, traditionally they say you get 3 points, 2 or 3 points for being home.
Yeah.
So this is, I guess, a true line where USC is favored by 2.5. That if Utah were at home, they may be favored by Half a point or a pick'em game.
Yeah. LSU is getting 17.5. Clemson is giving 7.5 to North Carolina. Central Florida is getting 3.5 against Tulane, and Purdue is getting 17 against Michigan. Some of the big games for this weekend with the NFL, the Dolphins and the Niners. The Dolphins are getting 4. Titans getting 4.5 against the Eagles. Jets getting 3 against the Vikings. The Browns, with the return of Deshaun Watson, are favored by 7 against the Texans. They have over-unders for Deshaun Watson. Over-under passing touchdowns for Deshaun Watson. 1.5. That feels like, well, of course, he'll go over. He should have 2 touchdowns at least against the Texans. Over-under passing yards, 247. And over-under passing and rushing yards combined, 274.5. So Deshaun Watson is coming back, and he's facing his old team, the Texans. Yes, Paul.
The weird thing about this game, there's zero motivation. I mean, the players obviously want to win, but there's zero motivation for the franchise to win. You know, you want to beat the guy who left your team hanging or whatever, or you benched. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to secure the number one pick. Right now, the Texans, I think, have the first pick and the fourth pick. They could redo their whole franchise. You don't. That's not a game you want to win.
Sunday night, Jonathan Taylor and the Colts go to Dallas, take on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Kenny Mayne reached out to me. He's got a podcast called Hey Mayne, and he had Steve Kerr on, the Golden State Warriors head coach. And he shared a story about the name of one of the plays that they run on the Golden State Warriors.
Phil, in Chicago, we had an out-of-bounds play called What the And, you know, you get to Chicago, and Phil says, all right, let's run What the And, you know, we're all like, why would they call a play What the So one day, you know, once I felt comfortable enough, I said, Phil, why do you call the play What the And he says, well, because Red Holtzman was my coach in New York. And one game, at the end of the game, he pulled us aside and he goes, all right, guys, what the f***? Let's just run this. And he drew up this play and it worked. And so for the rest of that year, the Knicks called that play What the f***? Okay. So that was like 72. We call that play What the f***? Right now with the Warriors in 2024. So put that thread all the way back to 1972, that's how the game is connected. You know, it's like through people, through phrases, through plays. And it's just amazing to think about.
That is Steve Kerr talking to Kenny Mayne on the podcast, Hey Mayne, WTF. All right, we'll change poll question. We're going to see who's truly American, Seton.
Well, I might reword it to try and make it more World Cup friendly and say you can only watch sports one of these 2 days, Saturday or Sunday. And I'm going to see which one wins there. This is.
Well, you're desperate.
Portugal already up on South Korea, by the way, 1-0.
Walker in Virginia. Hi, Walker. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Dan. First time caller, 6'3", 225. I'm unfortunately, I was born into it. I'm a Washington Commanders fan, and you know, despite front office gaffes and just terrible, disgraceful statues, if you can even call it that, we've had a pretty respectable season so far. You know, this is a good weekend for us. We play the Giants on Sunday, and I know that usually our fan base, we kind of look towards the coaches and coordinators. So I was wondering, or wanted your opinion rather, what do you think would happen after this game? Do you think that Jack Del Rio, Scott Turner, and Coach Rivera are going to be on the hot seat and Heisman will be finished?
No, I like what Rivera's done, but I don't know the inner workings of the Commanders coaching staff, who's going to keep a job, who's on the hot seat, but they're competitive. And I think it's easy to dismiss the Commanders because of the ownership in the front office. But the product on the field, they've played well. They're competitive. And I said before that I would have made the switch to Taylor Heinicke. He may not be as talented as Carson Wentz, but I know what I'm going to get out of him every single game, and I appreciate that. I like that. They played well. So, yeah, Paulie.
It is kind of, I don't know if sad's the right word, but the players and coaches who seem to be nice people over there with the Washington Commanders don't get as many fans probably rooting for them nationwide because of the ownership.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're doing the work, they're doing all the right stuff, but you never see people say, what a feel-good story the Commanders are. And Ron Rivera is a feel-good story. His health issues, yes. He's like a great guy. And he always has to do the talking.
Yes.
He always comes on with us when we ask, no matter what's going on, he has to answer for his owner.
Well, the owner doesn't talk to anybody. And he doesn't have to. And it feels like whenever he's in trouble, he gets on his yacht and goes to the south of France. It's like, let me know when it's okay for me to come back. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the Patriots. Our good buddy Tom Curran covers the Patriots. He had a little sideline incident there with Mac Jones. Wasn't happy. And I'm going to guess he was yelling at maybe his offensive coordinator. So we'll talk to him about that. Also, you know, sometimes a speculation turns into a report, and it's not fair to the speculation that it becomes a headline about Tom Brady going back to New England. We will discuss that. We will disassemble that coming up right after this. This message brought to you by Discover. Did you know that you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? That's the latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information, like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could be selling your data. They do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. discover.com/online privacy protection. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had this discussion, too much of a discussion, that has to do with Christian Pulisic's injury. But he will play tomorrow. In fact, at the press conference, Christian Pulisic had to acknowledge what kind of injury, where exactly he suffered the injury.
I mean, it's a pelvic contusion, you know.
It's not a euphemism, Henry. It's what it sounds like.
No, but at the same time, it's not. Like, I didn't get, like, hit in the balls, but, like, I'm all right. I'm all right. It was very painful, and it just, you know, that bone is there for a reason to protect you, I think, and I hit it well, and it was sore, but like I said, I'm getting better.
Okay, he's good, better. And then there was the controversy on the pronunciation of Quejones, and of course, Ross Tucker called him Cajones.
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 What?
Israel and California on that topic. Hi, Israel.
Good morning, Daniel Patricio. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
So I'm 47 now, and I've heard this since I was a kid, and I've always wondered as a kid, like, why are they not saying it correctly? And, I mean, again, as a kid, you don't correct anybody the same, you know, somebody older than you. But the correct way of saying it is cojones, C-O-J-O. Cajones, C-A-J-A, is drawers. But like I told your screener, for some reason, you know, other people than Mexicans or Hispanics always say cajones, which is not the correct pronunciation. It's cojones.
Cojones.
I wonder that. Like, why has nobody ever corrected anybody?
All right. You just helped America, Israel. Thank you. Cojones. Is that right?
Yes. Spelled C-O-J-O-N-E-S. Cojones.
Whew. Got that out of the way. That means we can bring in our good buddy, Tom Curran. Was handling pre and post game with the Patriots, and he joins us, the Patriot Insider for NBC Sports Boston. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm good.
Hey, it's definitely not Cajones.
Are there any words that New Englanders say that, you know, slang that we would go, I don't know what you just said?
Yeah. Hey, is there a bubbler over there? And that means, is there a water fountain nearby?
Oh, okay. A bubbler.
So, a bubbler.
Okay.
Bubbler.
Hey.
Yeah, he was running down the hall. He slipped and he hit his face on the bubbler.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Tom. That was really all I needed.
Have a great December.
Handicap the Patriots here, the next five games and the possibility of making the playoffs, then we'll work our way back to what happened last night.
Yeah, I like that approach. You know, right now on paper, they're going to play games against Las Vegas and Arizona in the next 2 weeks, a little road trip, and they could very well win both of those on paper if they play to the level of their 6-6 record. And then they have on Christmas Eve the Cincinnati Bengals, who are playing really well, but have been a little bit Jekyll and Hyde themselves this year. So you have a team who could be 9-6 and then close the season at home with Miami and then on the road at Buffalo, and maybe they don't have anything to play for. So conceivably, they could be 11-6, but that is an extremely rosy outlook for a Patriots team that just doesn't seem to have the urgency or attention to detail or boldness that it used to have and normally had.
But what is missing here? Who's to blame for the offense?
Bill. Because Bill Belichick decided that Josh McDaniels leaving was his cue to revamp the offense, to move away from the very sophisticated and evolved option-based offense where so much happens after the snap to something that's more user-friendly, which took away a lot of what Mac Jones was good at, processing quickly, moving the ball precisely. They also went away from a lot of the gap runs that they had success with. And additionally, in moving away from that, they installed somebody to install it who basically does HVAC and you're asking them to fix your car. It was a bad idea. And that's where the buck stops is with Bill. And he said at the beginning of the year, well, if it doesn't work with Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, blame me. So here we are.
Who is Mac Jones yelling at on the sidelines?
The world. The world is a vampire. He is yelling at the notion of this timidity that the Patriots have adopted You know, there was a period at the beginning of the year where they wanted Mac Jones to push it down the field. We're going to be more aggressive. We're going to get chunk plays. That's why we have Devontae Parker. We can't be standing around in a division with Tyreek Hill and Josh Allen and scoring 17 points. We're going to get chunk plays. They play the Ravens. He tries for a bunch of chunk plays. He gets three picks and injured. And since then, they have just turned into an armadillo. And you saw it last night. They're afraid of their own shadow in so many different ways. You see it at the end of the game. And I think that's Mac just saying, look, I'm a pretty good player. We have the – get this, Dan. They have the highest paid in terms of cap space tight ends in the league. Number one in cap space allocated. Third in wide receiver cap space allocated in the league. And then you see that product and you're like, it can't necessarily be all on the players.
That surprises me.
No, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I could see the frustration with Mac Jones. It's like, I want to throw it downfield, but who am I throwing it downfield to? It didn't feel like there's separation there where you go, okay, we have – like, who is your playmaker? Jacoby Myers?
He said with a level of disbelief. yeah. And that's the thing is they don't have a Hill, a Tyreek Hill, or a Stephon Diggs, or a Justin Jefferson. So what you need to do is – beat teams with scheme, which is what Josh McDaniels was always really, really good at doing. You'd see guys running naked and alone because they had schemed something and set something up. Now, they did have Gronk and they did have Edelman, who were individually electric players and could separate. They don't really have any separators right now, so they need to be more on top of things with scheme. And Matt is over his head in trying to do that.
We're talking to Tom Curran, the Patriots insider, NBC Sports Boston. I don't know how these stories get started. I don't know if it's a speculation, rumor, but Tom Brady, hey, maybe we could see him going back to New England. Then all of a sudden it became a story.
Yeah.
It became a headline. It became a report.
It morphed very quickly into a report when it seemed to me as if Jeff Howe from The Athletic was, you know, dot connecting. Brady's contract's up, Patriots, he used to play there. He could go back. Well, to go back, Bill was already kind of greasing the skids to move on from Tom at 36. At 46, he's going to bring him back, admit a mistake, tell Mac Jones to sit down and watch for a year. And then Brady's going to say, well, it was great that you wouldn't give me the money that I asked for a couple of years ago and made me move and uproot my family after I begged you to stay. Worked out great for me, but I'm going to say bygones be bygones. Come back, be under your thumb again, even though I respect you highly, and play with a team with an offensive coordinator who used to be the defensive coordinator and failed with Detroit. I just – to get through that, additionally, to get to the point where Bill says – Mac, go ahead and have a seat. That's a leap, man. That's a leap.
Yeah, I can't imagine if Tom is that desperate to find a team that wants to employ him after this year, because that would be – there's no reason for him to go, gosh, let's go to New England. I can take advantage of that offense. Randy Moss isn't there anymore. There'd be no reason to go up there, and it's not any farewell tour. Doesn't strike me as either one of those guys are, you know, interested in that.
Yeah, I think the high level of respect that you're seeing from each guy and the appreciation and the love that they have for each other that was very well veiled for the last 6 or 7 years here is an outgrowth of, hey, the success that you guys had together. So it's more likely, Dan, sorry to hem in and haw, but if you look at the Vegas situation, there's about a $40 million, if I'm not mistaken, guarantee that has to go to Derek Carr soon after the season ends. Is he the answer there? Is he a guy who plays with kind of the attitude and aggressiveness that Josh McDaniels wants and the accuracy? Or would Brady be a better fit there?
Yes.
And if he's looking for landing spots, a place with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfro and Devontae Adams to jettison from there out to the Bay Area, it would seem like an easier dot to connect.
I'll leave you with this since you just saw the Buffalo Bills. The team to beat in the AFC East is?
The Buffalo Bills. And I would have said that before Miami, because the Bills are just going through a little bit of a rough patch, but they are just so unbelievable at quarterback.
You're not buying into the Dolphins.
I am. I think they're a very good team, and all the credit in the world to Mike McDaniel and what he's done in making that team in his vision. But I just watch Tua sometimes, and as much as he's done this year, and credit to him, I just don't think that he's a transcendent player. Maybe he will be, but I don't think he is there yet. And I think that Josh Allen is.
If I said Bills or Chiefs?
Chiefs has to be the Chiefs, Dan. I hate to go with the chalk. It's boring as hell, but it's the Chiefs, my friend.
Yeah. Always great to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Do you think Bill Belichick is going to be in New England for as long as he wants? From the outside perspective, that's my question for you.
How long does he want?
Till he says, I'm all set. Say 75. Nah, that's a long time. Say the end of Mac Jones' contract. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. He gets the Shula record by the end of next year, or early 2024.
I'll go back to what Brett Musburger told me about Joe Paterno. There are certain coaches who coach until they die. That's all they know. It could be health issues, but you know they coach until they die. Is Belichick a coach until he dies kind of guy?
I don't think so. I think he really likes the travel that he engages in, being on Nantucket, being around his grandkids and his kids. I don't think he's a coach until he dies guy. I think he's a coach for your place in history and to cement yourself at the top of, you know, the Olympus of coaches. I think he is that guy. So he is now, what, 21 behind?
Yeah.
Don Shula. So
I don't know if you could say, you know, travel and then you go for a guy in New England going to Nantucket. I mean, that's a 45 minute ferry ride. I mean, he's not going to Nepal.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to Nepal.
No, you're going to Nantucket. Like I travel a lot. Really? Where do you go? 45 minute ferry ride. I go to Nantucket.
We're going to Braintree.
Yeah. I'm going to Fall River. Man, oh, you better pack for a while. You're going to be gone. Tom, great to talk to you.
All right. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Tom. That's Tom Curran, the Patriots insider, NBC Sports Boston. Made it seem like, you know, he's Magellan going around the globe. Amerigo Vespucci or whatever his name is. Let's see. JD in Upper Peninsula, the UP. Hey, JD.
Hey, good morning, Dan. That's Happy Meat Friday. It's JD from the UP.
Hey, bud.
You know where the UP is at?
Yes.
The guy on the phone didn't know where it was at.
Well, that's Tyler, okay?
Okay. I got two things real quick for you, Dan. Dutch Vans. You got Seton and Pauly talking about Dutch Vans. Now, you got Pauly, the Sultan of Snark, and Seton, the callow youth whose brain is wrapped around footy. There was a Dutch band, Danny, you might remember, that had one real good song, one great song. The real good song was When the Bullet Hits the Bone, and the great song was Radar Love.
Yeah, Golden Earring.
Golden Earring.
Okay, yep. Okay.
And the second thing, if you ever get sick again, Danny, I'll pass on Grandpa's age-old remedy that cured everything. Sweet roll in bed with honey.
Well, I'd have to talk to Honey and see if she'll let me roll in bed with her. Thank you. Thank you, JD. That's JD Upper. Oh, wait, was it something else there, Todd?
I think he was talking about some kind of food item.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, Paul.
We played Know Your Netherlands earlier.
Yeah.
And he is right. Golden Earring was a popular rock band in the 70s from The Hague, Netherlands. Any sound that starts with the, I like.
Mm.
Rinus Gerritsen and the Boys were a good band. They had a few good songs, a few chart songs.
Radar Love.
Yep.
Golden Earring. And the Bullet Hits the Bone.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't they have... I thought they had two hits.
I got Radar Love.
And Radar Love, the remix.
Yes, yeah.
Acoustic.
The radio's playing some forgotten song. I think Brenda Lee's coming on strong. Hmm. Something Hypnotized. Sunrise.
Either way, when we do lists of great Dutch bands, they're always going to be on our show.
Yeah. Eddie Van Halen. Is his ancestors from Netherlands?
He's the greatest guitarist in world history, but also Netherlands history.
Didn't Pulisic get hit in the Netherlands?
Come on. No, okay. I didn't, all right? I didn't, no, okay? I didn't get hit there, okay? No.
Okay, if you did get hit there, would you embrace that you got hit there?
Okay, and if you didn't get hit there, would it really annoy you if that was the whole story? If, like, okay, I got hit in the stomach, but everybody thinks I got hit in the nuts. Would you be bothered by that?
I would try to capitalize on it. I would do something for Icy Hot or, you know, something with that had to do with groin humor products.
An underwear company?
Yes. Yeah, like Duluth.
Yeah, protect this house.
Yeah, there's something like that. Embrace it.
Yeah, okay, I didn't. Well, it's not a euphemism or anything, okay?
All right, we'll get to more phone calls coming up. Any update on Drew Brees' condition?
Yeah, so earlier we talked about that Drew Brees was in Venezuela for shooting a commercial, and in this area that's known for lightning strikes, it's apparently that's why they went there to shoot the commercial, there was a lightning strike very close to the set. Catherine Terrell from ESPN, she covers the Saints full-time, quote, "I just texted Drew Brees, he said he's good, and he was not struck by lightning," unquote. So he's both good and was not struck by lightning. Many other places reported that Drew Brees himself, not us,
yes,
was struck by lightning. They jumped the gun a little bit on that one.
Yes, and that's why I said to Paulie, I don't want to report it until somebody is that I respect is reporting this, and Drew Brees saying that he was not struck by lightning. But if you look at that video, that is an explosion. That looked like it was really bad. But people go there. Photographers go there just to get the lightning strikes?
Yes, this area is known for that. So like 300 nights a year, they have lightning storms or lightning strikes in the area.
300?
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's in Venezuela.
But they went there in accordance to, or using that as the backdrop for something they're doing commercially.
Yeah, so this betting company, PointsBet, does these things, lightning strikes, about their betting strategies.
Yeah.
And so they were probably doing a shoot around that. Bonus coverage, Dan, for you. Your boy, Ruud van Nistelrooy, Dutch.
Oh, of course
he used to be a big fan of him back
yes.
in the day.
R-U-U-D?
Yes.
Yes.
Double umlaut.
Oh, love umlauts. Yes, Todd.
What about the good old green screen and special effects and things like that instead of putting Drew Brees and the whole crew in harm's danger about with lightning all over the place in Venezuela?
Well, I'd like to know what the statistics are of people getting hit by lightning in this area. It's one thing to look at it and be around it. It's another thing, you know, did he know that there was danger here? I'd be curious about that.
If you watch the video in the background, there's someone shooting the shoot, like a reporter or something.
Yeah.
There's the lightning strikes like 40 miles in the background, just all over the place, just lighting up the sky. And then this one just hits right near the set.
You ever been next to something that got hit by lightning? I did on a golf course. And that's one of those, when they say, you know, go, duck for cover, and then you got somebody who's always out there who's playing golf, and, you know, you're like, oh, I'm not going to get hit by lightning. But watching a tree get hit by lightning, that's when you hear that siren, get the hell off the golf course. Yes, Eden.
It's like when you're close enough that it makes your head, like the hair on your arms and neck stand up. You know what I mean? That's where you're like, okay, we should have been inside.
Yes, we should. Let's take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lakers are getting 8 tonight against the Bucks. I don't know what that means, but I just saw the betting line. DraftKings sent it to me. Chris Middleton, I think, is back for the Bucks. Been gone for a while.
Yeah, they really needed him.
Yeah.
They're doing fine.
Yeah. I don't think they need Chris Middleton against the Lakers, but that's happening tonight. It's a nice luxury to have, right, Marv?
It is. And look, the Celtics beat the Bucks, what, in 7 games without Chris Middleton. Mm. So Chris Middleton's back. Bucks back in the driver's seat? Question mark? Luka MVP? No. They don't win enough games, sorry.
Yeah, that's going to be the hard part for them. That Luka might be the most valuable player to his team in the NBA, but I just wonder if they're going to have enough wins where people go, yeah, you won 46 games, you're going to be the MVP. Because the Celtics are shooting at a historically great rate. When you're shooting 50, 40, 80 from the line, as a team, I think. So you shoot 50 from the field, 40 from three-point, and you're shooting over 80 from the line. And that doesn't happen. That'll happen to a player, not a team. But it's been pretty remarkable. All right, some phone calls here. Once again, the only information we have about Drew Brees was from a Saints reporter who got in touch with Drew Brees, and Brees said he was not struck by lightning. There were reports about 2 hours ago that he was at a commercial shoot in Venezuela and that he had been struck by lightning. And the reports that we have now, the updates we have, that Drew himself said he was not struck by lightning. But we'll see if there's more. We do know one person who's involved in this commercial shoot, and we're trying to reach him as we speak. Steve in Huntington Beach. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Dan, happy Meat Friday to you and the boys. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
59180, just turned 40 on Tuesday. I just turned 40 on Tuesday, and I'm feeling a little cajonesy. Mm-hmm. I got a meat pie to the face bet with you guys if you guys are down. Your choice of meat toppings.
A meat pie. Okay.
Meat pie to the face. Your choice of meat toppings. Deshaun Watson goes undefeated for the rest of the season.
Does anybody want to take Steve up on a meat pie to the face? Deshaun Watson and the Browns win all of their games rest of the year. Paulie, you got the Browns schedule there?
Yeah, Browns at Houston, at Cincinnati, host Baltimore, host New Orleans, at Washington, at Pittsburgh. Do have a couple easy ones.
Yeah, they can win those.
We don't waste meat, though.
Yeah, yeah. That was the problem I had with it, Steve. A meat pie? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, I can eat it. I can eat the rest. I mean, you guys wipe the filling off your feet. You got to eat the pie. I'll eat the pie.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
He's saying the Browns are going to win out the rest of the season?
That would be going undefeated.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. I'll take him up on that.
All right. Fritzy's not afraid of you,
Steve.
Browns
are not winning every game the rest of the year.
All right. There you go, Steve. That's how it's done.
All right.
Look at him, Fritzy.
They're going to lose at least two of those games.
No scare. No scare.
They're going to lose the Bengal game for sure. Yeah. I don't know what happens.
Man, Fritzy's all frisky. He's got a date night tonight. Marvin's got a date night. Yeah, Paul.
Who you got? If you know what I mean.
Marv.
That's a safe bet.
To complete the process?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's the R&B outfit I got on
now. No, you did. You got a little Boys to Men. Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
I think so, you know.
Every little step you take is going to be good tonight.
Come on. We belong together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
I like it. Yeah.
And you know that I'm right.
Love it.
Is that how you close tonight?
That's probably how I open. That's more of like a laughter. Like, oh, Marvin, that's so funny. All right, now what are we really doing?
Why don't you and Fritzy double date?
That would be real sweet. What do you want to do?
Hey, look, you bring your kid. I won't bring my kid. And then, you know, we can all hang out.
I think that'd be fun.
Fritzy's bringing his daughter on a date tonight with his wife.
Well, because we're celebrating lots of things tonight, and she's involved with the celebrations. It's less a romantic night out, more of a family gathering dinner. And then I don't know what happens after that.
And whatever that is, I think.
So we'll see what happens.
And neither of you guys drink, so that, you know, the tab's not going to be bad at all.
A Shirley Temple, a ginger ale, Shirley Temple.
You know what? I might just have a cranberry and vodka tonight.
Whoa!
Let's get wild.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Slow down. You're crazy. Jordan in Ohio joins us. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny. Guys, happy Meat Friday. A couple quick things. Just want to give a huge shout-out to my alma mater, Toledo Central Catholic, who won the state championship last night over Archbishop Hoban. Also wanted to say that my Miami Dolphins are looking real good with my pie, my key lime pie to the face bet that I've got with you guys on winning those two games in the playoffs. And lastly, I wanted to get your take on this, Dan. So the Ohio State Buckeyes and their defensive debacle against Michigan, is there any way that we can get an interim defensive coordinator? Is that something that's possible?
I thought you got a new defensive coordinator. That doesn't happen. I mean, it might happen once and it could be a fluke, but Michigan in the second half with the same personnel you had in the first half was able to just manhandle Ohio State. It just doesn't happen. Coming up next hour, our good friend Rebecca Lowe from NBC Sports. She covers the Premier League. We'll get her thoughts on the big match coming up tomorrow. And we'll play the Know Your Netherlands quiz as well. How well does she know the Netherlands? More phone calls coming up. The operator standing by. His name is Tyler. Be nice to him. It's a Meat Friday here. And more wisdom from Fritzy coming up in the final hour of the program. Also, Stat of the Day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Utah, USC coming up tonight, and then it's K-State, TCU tomorrow. Those are the two big games impacting the Final Four. Final hour this Meat Friday right after this. One more item, hour two, and we talk about Panini America every week, every day for that matter, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Well, the official trading cards of the NFL, the NBA, FIFA, and now, for a limited time, UFC NFTs, giving select holders a chance at an ultra-exclusive VIP experience in Las Vegas. Now, you can order in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. The hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Rip packs today and try and find the ultimate fan card, plus all the top UFC fighters. Share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges. You can earn exclusive award cards and build a wish list for the items that you love. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts from every base pack. That's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.